standard rusted glue to his thing. While Xerox copies of Martin Luther King are popping from his skull to dream the impossible dream. Knock, knock, who's there? That's Ron Brown. And if you don't open up, I'll strike it like a bird. Your house down, and I see Malcolm's spirit. And I see Malcolm's spirit. His eyes burning red, black, and green flames, and crying tears of Thunderbird wine. It seems to touch my lips and make me come to one type of freedom. The cosmic beauties and realities of science and love. And he has turned, and he has turned the feminine part of me, and he has turned the feminine part of me into a sexual thing. Look at her standing there wearing a mangrove miniskirt made from the strands of Freud's mother's pubic hairs, and an uncovered breast dripping blood and pus, and her lips colored with the anesthetic white woman called Ava Bietzi smiles at me through the indignity of Boa Connor ejaculating sperm into her mind, and George Wallace mentally thinking funny go at night in his wet dreams, and her soft, wet, clinging tears of love seem to flood my heart with strength to gather all my manhood from my lower head and to put it back in my upper head. And I hear my mother's voice, and I hear my mother's voice, and I hear my mother's voice rustling in the wind, reminding me of the many times he tried to rape her of her blackness. But she, with the strength of a panther, the swiftness of a cheetah, and the cunning of a lioness, would not be caged up without the lies that kept me from being totally free. And when she came home at night, and when she came home at night, I could smell the musty cloakness of his body and see his translucent fingerprints on a time-weary physical structure, depressed from warding off his beastly attacks. But she would smile, the smile of a thousand black ogres at me, not realizing all the while that the anger of 100 lions would be shining in my soul. And doing all this time, and doing all this time, my father was somewhere drowning his mutant plastic mind itself in a bottle of cheap wine, and letting that spiritual catalyst, and letting that spiritual catalyst, John Coltrane, John Coltrane, pay celestial homage to that white god who was riding his main lane. This is madness, this is madness, this is madness. And that of us, and that of us, and that of us, how can you be supreme? And that of us, how can you be supreme and sing songs of black love when your mouth is overrunning with this sperm trigger, and William Stein is going to commit suicide when he finds out that Nat Turner made love to his great-great-grandmother, and he has taken our most violent and militant leaders that